there is an emergency financial assistance scheme for homeowners whose properties have been affected by flooding. During my tenure as Minister, this was early in 2016, I had actually brought forward on numerous occasions various papers to the Executive asking to, or seeking to get that scheme actually extended so that it would include business owners and community, voluntary and sporting organisations as well. And while we did get a victory of sorts and that the Executive agreed to do so, they only agreed to do so on a one-off basis. The payout to the victims of last winter's severe flooding in other parts of the north. Now, as you have alluded to, there is no Executive at the minute, and in the absence of that Executive, myself, my party leader Colin Eastwood and my party colleague Daniel McCrossan, West Tyrone MLA, have written to the other party leaders, we've written to Arlene Foster, to Michelle O'Neill, Naomi Long and Robin Swan, appealing to them to come together and give some sort of political consensus to the civil service so that they can extend the scheme once more, so that businesses are able to avail of this emergency payment. It's a payment of up to £1,000. It's not massive. It's not going to be going anywhere near to replacing everything that's been lost or repairing all the damage that's been done. But you're able to get it quick. People are able to get it quick without having to go through the whole rigmarole of an insurance claim. It helps people get back on their feet fast. Because while businesses stay shut, people stay out of work. There are wider economic impacts here.
In terms of the decision-making process, are the decisions on these funding grants made at civil service level in Stormont, or does a political decision have to come from Westminster before the money can be given out?
No, this will be made at Stormont. This is purely devolved. However, I think it's important that even though we don't have an executive, that we don't have ministers, that where political consensus exists, that we show that it is the elected representatives who make the decisions here. That's the way it should be. That's democracy. We are the people who were elected, and it should be us who makes the decisions where consensus can be achieved.
And it is your belief that a united political front that you've described will go a long way towards ensuring that the right decision is made by those civil service personnel at Stormont?
Yeah, I would be confident that it will. One thing's for sure, it won't happen without that political consensus, and that's why I think it's important that we have sought it, and it's important that we get it.